Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in now, LSU quarterback Miles Brennan. Miles, how are you, and how pumped are you to get back to work on campus at LSU?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, we're about to get things rolling back again. It's been a long time coming for sure.
So, Miles, do y'all have like you do in the NFL? I'm sure LSU does this too. Do you have to see where y'all train year round, and obviously in the summer? Do y'all have like a test? Run so many gassers or sprints before you actually start camp? How does that work? Like with Coach Kelly right now?
Yeah, so I mean, I think we report on Wednesday, and then we hit the ground running. Our first practice is Thursday morning. But throughout the summer, usually the months of June and July are pretty condition based. Obviously, trying to get as strong as possible in the weight room. But most of our running is done in June and July. And Coach Flint and his staff have done an outstanding job of making sure that we're in shape and that we're got acclimated to the sun and things like that. So. In the past, we did used to have conditioning tests, but it was usually when we returned in June. So we usually get the month of May off, and we usually had a test like the second day we were back in June. But Coach Flint and his staff have kind of incorporated enough running to where we really don't need to have a test, because we're all in great shape.
Miles, what I don't think I had a chance to talk to you since you came back to LSU. What can you just walk us through? You went into the portal. And then decided to, you left LSU, or we went into the portal and was looking to leave LSU, and then you came out of the portal committing back to LSU. What changed? Was that a meeting with Brian Kelly? What happened?
Yeah, so I mean, I decided to put my name into the portal and was, in my mind, I'd moved on from LSU. I was just looking for a new home for my last year and a good opportunity to get out on the field and play. And I gave it maybe a month or so, and was just trying to weigh all my options and took some visits and things like that. But it was crazy. I was going to make my decision, I think, on a Wednesday, the Wednesday before Christmas. And Coach Kelly called me on Monday. First time I'd ever got a phone call from him or ever, talked to him on the phone, and asked if I could be in his office in 20 minutes. So luckily I was in Baton Rouge and I could be there in 20 minutes. Yeah, so I went and met with him, and first time I ever got to meet him face to face, and it went really well, and he pretty much just laid out the game plan on what he was envisioning, and once I had a day to kind of think about what the stuff that we had talked about, I just told myself, why leave when I have the opportunity right here in front of me? Why pack my stuff up and leave when LSU is the place I want to be, and the opportunity that I was looking for somewhere else just got presented to me here at the school that I wanted to be at in the first place.
Now, Miles, I guess tell the fans, or I was always intrigued with this, because you look at the transfer portal, the NIL deals. When you sign an NIL deal, is it like, do you have to play for LSU or you could be at a different school? How does that work out? Whether, you have benefits, Raising Cane's, whatever it might be, Smoothie King, whatever, or a car dealership, whatever. Is it like, do you have to play for LSU, or is it personally just with you, and that no matter where you play, they still honor that?
That's a good question. I'm glad I didn't have to find that out. seeing what would have happened to my car deal and, my other, I would assume that, in terms of my car deal, just 'cause that's probably one of the biggest deals, that I have currently, if I had to assume, I would assume that I would have to give the truck back, you know, because this deal that I'm doing with Hollingsworth Ford, who are awesome people, but it, you know, they're wanting me to represent them by driving their truck around LSU's campus. And when people see me driving around, you have Hollingsworth Ford on the front of my truck. And so that, you know, that's kind of a Baton Rouge thing. So if I were to take this truck to, I don't know, another school, no one's going to know or care right. where the heck I got the truck from. They're not going to know what Hollingsworth Ford is. So I think, but then I also know that, you know, the Hollingsworth family would have helped me out maybe at another school if I would have gone there and helped me get into another vehicle somewhere else. So I think most of the deals are that are happening with us that are statewide are because we're at LSU. And so I think that if someone decides to leave, I think then it would probably terminate the deal if I had to guess.
Miles, getting back Kayshawn Boutte and John Emery. Two big pieces offensively. John didn't play last year with the academic issues and things off the field for him that he had to take care of. And then Kayshawn going down with the injury. And sort of to the fans, about, man, what type impact a guy like Boutte does on your team. And I think John Emery is poised to have a huge year in 2022.
Absolutely. I mean, those two guys, I've been around a bunch, and obviously I've been with John longer than Kayshawn just because of when he graduated high school. But, you know, I mean, John first, I mean, he's been through a bunch. He's been through a lot of adversity, and he's overcome it. And he's got all of his pieces right now are falling into place for him to have a blow-up year. And he's been working harder than I've ever seen him work, and his head's down, and he's pushing through the brick wall. So I'm really excited to have him back, and I know that he's going to be a huge contribution to the offense and to the run game. And then obviously, you know, Kayshawn, you know, we saw a little bit of it. I guess that was his freshman year, and you know, he blew up, and he's 100% healthy with his injury. And I know he's just itching to get back out there and make the plays that he knows he can make, and we know he can make. And as long as we get him and the rest of our receivers the ball, we'll be in great shape.
Now, Miles, you looked at the running backs, wide receiver. What about the tight end? Because it seems like Coach Kelly really wants to utilize the tight end. What may be tight end right now that you have confidence in? Because that could be a security blanket, you know, when the rush is coming and you're trying to just have a positive play, positive yards. What tight end right now going into the season that you think could take a big step?
Yeah, I mean, you know, really – all three of our guys right now, you know, I mean, I know our true freshman Mason, you know, he's still trying to get his feet wet and he's going to come along great in camp. But, you know, with Cole Taylor and Jack Mashburn, you know, Nick Storrs, you know, was fortunate enough to be able to come back and be a part of that group. But those three guys are just big bodied, you know, they're just soft hands. Like you said, Bob, you know, just when you're in trouble, just to find them. I mean, they're a huge target. You can't really miss them. They're usually in the flat area as a check down. Those guys have really, they've always been impressive, but you know, with this new offense in spring and throughout the summer, they've really come a long way. And I know they're excited to be able to catch the ball and not just, you know, have their hand in the dirt every play. And we're excited to be able to throw it to them.
Miles Brennan, LSU quarterback here on Sports Talk. Miles, you've been here for three head coaches, right? Les Miles, Coach O, and now Brian Kelly. How different is Brian Kelly from Coach O or Les Miles or both?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest takeaway I think I would take away from it is just the structure of how we're going to do things at LSU. And Coach Kelly came in with his vision and his plan and the way that he's done things at previous places. And I think if you take a look at Coach Kelly's resume, it seems to have worked for him in other schools that he's been at. So, you know, it's discipline, it's accountability, it's leadership, it's everything that a championship team needs to win. And he's come in, and it's almost like you're going to do it the way that I've done it before and been successful at, or we're not going to do it at all. Just from going to class to miss tutoring to meal checks to showing up on time to workouts. I mean, everything that used to be an issue in the past is no longer acceptable. And I think that if anything is, you know, everyone always talks about the small things, and all the outside people and all the fans see is what we do on Saturday. But there's so much more that goes into it on a day-to-day basis, week-to-week, that, you know, if we have five guys miss class and then they're ineligible, then that's five starters that are out on Saturday. And so I think just coming in and pretty much just re-gluing the foundation of this organization back together. And it's been awesome to see the guys that have bought in day one with Coach Kelly. And our guys we're just excited to get back out there and get the season started.
Now, Miles, let's talk about, you know, matchups and all that. And because you practice against your teammates. I can remember, you know, going against Deion Sanders, and I know that wasn't necessarily a wise choice day in and day out. But is there a cornerback right now, boy, that, you know, you challenge the receiver, you got to run a good route, and maybe you might not challenge a particular cornerback. I'm just looking at, you know, we added three transfers to that cornerback position. Is there one cornerback that might be under the radar right now that can maybe shock the SEC?
Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, definitely, you know, they've been kind of moving all over the place throughout spring. But, I mean, you know, Joe Fouché and Greg Brooks and Jay Ward, you know, those guys, you know, I know they move between nickel safety and sometimes corner. But
right.
those two transfers, you know, particularly Joe and Greg, I mean, they made a lot of outstanding plays in the spring and, you know, and throughout summer when we're doing our player practices and things like that. But I know that they've been in this league before, so they know what it takes to be successful. And I think that they're going to have enough surrounding pieces around them on defense to go out there and be able to play at the highest level. But I'm excited. I mean, our defense, I've said it since the first day of spring, our defense is going to excite a lot of people. And, you know, just being in the quarterback position and being on the offensive side, even when I'm not in, being able to see them make plays and they're flying around nonstop. It could be a walkthrough and they're going 110, you know, miles an hour. So that's been fun to see. You know, it makes our job easier on offense when we have a defense that can get at least one stop and we can go score.
Miles, one of the things we had on Coach Kelly, and he spoke about basically Will Campbell being a true freshman. And he said, hey, it's my decision that he's running with the first team. Now, he said he's got to keep that. But, man, he's a rare guy as a freshman to be basically sort of penciled in as your starting left tackle, which is your blind side. Your thoughts on Will Campbell, because, Miles, you don't see that often at, you know, in an SEC school. A guy might start at right tackle or a guard, but it's rare to see a center or a left tackle as a true freshman start. Your thoughts on what you've seen from Will Campbell?
Yeah. If there was any guy that I'd want to be starting at left tackle, it would be him. And, you know, he came in, you know, day one, and he doesn't talk much. He doesn't say many words, but he works his butt off every single day. And he earned that position, and he earned the right to be with the first team. And if I know Will as well as I do, I know he'll keep that and play his butt off throughout the year. But, yeah, that's a big job to come in, especially as a true freshman in the SEC on the quarterback's blind side. So, but like I said, I mean, there's no one more, you know, deserving his work ethic and, you know, just the way that he takes pride in having that position right now. And you know, he's not going to let anyone take that from him. So I'm super excited to watch him grow and watch him be a huge asset to the offensive line.
Miles Brennan, LSU quarterback, good luck throughout the fall and the season. Thank you.
All right, Miles.
Thank you.
All right, remember, Miles, one snap and clear.
Miles Brennan, there he goes.
Bobby.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.